Hello again. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 92 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for joining me, and thank you for getting me to over 5,000 downloads. Took me like a year? Took me over a year to get there, but finally made it to 5,000 downloads. But so this episode is going to be about the welfare state and how I think the Democrat Party has really changed. I think a lot of Democrats, voters, don't really recognize this change. That the Democrats used to be the party that wants a robust, cradle-to-grave welfare state. Basically, they want everything to be free. Essentially, they want healthcare to be free, education to be free, and they want a ton of programs to help the poor and to help so that there's nobody goes hungry, there's no homeless people because there's programs to help housing for poor people and food for poor people and clothes for poor people and everything. You know, so it'll be basically this utopia where nobody is poor, everybody's happy, everybody's taken care of. And now we can criticize that idea, because I think that's a terrible idea to have this kind of cradle to grave welfare state, because all you do is create dependence. And you open yourself up to a kind of free rider problem where you've got people just, you know, going along for the ride, getting all the free stuff and not having to do any work. And so you have to have limits to this, to a kind of welfare system. But of course, Democrats don't really, they generally think that, no, you can't have any limits. No limits. I mean, if anybody ever tries to limit any kind of welfare program, Democrats instantly attack them as, you know, hating the poor. Oh, you hate the poor. You hate children. You hate pregnant women. You know, all this kind of stuff. So, but that's a separate discussion, though, because I think that you could have that kind of system. You could have a cradle to grave welfare system, while also having a free market, competitive economy. Because if you had a free market, competitive economy without too much regulation, you could actually have an economy where prices are low, energy prices would be low, food prices would be low, housing prices would be low, prices in general would be low, and everything would be affordable. So theoretically, you could better afford to have a cradle-to-grave welfare state. But the Democrat Party of today doesn't want that. They want two things that are totally incompatible to be true at the same time. They want a system where you have a cradle-to-grave welfare state, but they also want an unbelievably overbearing regulatory state with super high regulatory compliance costs. And remember, I've done episodes before about this, fossil fuels, but affordable energy. They are now completely opposed to affordable energy, and which means we're all going to be using expensive energy, which means that the prices of everything will be going up, and they are, and that's one of the reasons why prices are going up, prices of everything. So basically, what they're doing is they're creating a world, a country where, well, a world in general, but when we're talking about America, they're creating a country where the very cradle-to-grave welfare state that they want is less affordable because everything is so expensive. So, you know, and I think that this is one of the things that Democrat voters don't really get. You know, they love this idea of a cradle-to-grave welfare state, but they don't understand that the regulatory state, the regulatory apparatus, the bureaucracy, the massive government, all of these government programs, all these government agencies, particularly the federal regulatory agencies, the federal executive branch regulatory agencies, They make everything more expensive, and they are counterproductive to the federal, to the cradle-to-grave welfare state that they want. They're making that cradle-to-grave welfare state more expensive. So I think that that's just something that we could point to and talk to. You know, it's not, we as Republicans, we're not necessarily opposed to welfare programs and helping people. We believe in any kind of compassionate, civilized country should have a welfare system that helps poor people, that helps people who have fallen onto hard times through no fault of their own. You've got to have systems. You've got to have a social safety net that helps people like that. But we can have that kind of a system with sensible limits to it that will not promote dependence and promote laziness and like they say, the old saying, you know, you don't want the social safety net to become a hammock. It's like Benjamin Franklin said that, don't make people comfortable in poverty, because you incentivize them to just stay there, right? It's not, ultimately, it's not good for them, and it's not good for the people who are paying all the bills and doing all the work. So you have to have a balanced approach to that. You have to have a balanced system. But the Democrats are very much sabotaging their own utopia. And I think that that's something that we can point out to, we can point to, and we can make this, it's a wonky kind of an argument, but I think it's an important one that we can make about the incompatibility with the social safety, with the cradle to grave welfare system, the welfare state, and the regulatory state. These two things are incompatible. And they destroy each other, or one destroys the other. So, and that's one of the reasons why we've got this country that is so in debt. You know, there's a reason why we have so much national debt. So, all right, that's it. That's a quickie episode. That's episode 92. And once again, as always, if you like this episode, give me some good ratings on Podbean, on iTunes, and everywhere else, and share it with some friends, and I will catch you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.